I'm Max.
Cameron.
Cullen.
And you're in a band, and that band is called
Smith Westerns.
Let's see, Chicago. Some people finished college, others didn't finish college. It's your third album, blah blah blah. But I like stuff that's between the lines. It's a lot more fun.
I think one of the things that people need to understand is that we've been 18 and 17 for the past 6 years. But if you look at any kind of news or any press stuff, is that it seems that we can't shake being Peter Pans or whatever.
You're just kids.
You never grow up, never mature.
You're saying that joking around, but there's some seriousness behind that. You're kind of like, okay, this is not our first album. We've done this a while. Maybe you can stop that and start talking about the music. Is that what you're trying to get to?
Well, yeah. I mean, it always seems very conditional. I mean, it wasn't so much with this album as it was with the last album with Diet Blonde, where kind of, we had done press on our own and by ourselves for 3 years when we were first coming out when we were, 19 or whatever. And there was kind of all this press from 2008 and 2007. We were just starting. And,
but it's
kind of
like enough.
It kind of was following us around, and it doesn't really make sense. And it's one of those things where it's like, I don't think that being young has any bearing. It should make, it makes you better. Taylor Swift was 19, is like, our age, and she's wildly more successful than we are. So it's like, I don't think that, it's such a big achievement for us to be, young when we started. I mean, the only interesting thing about the band is that this is the only band we've ever been in. In a band we've taken from playing after school in high school is a joke, or just hanging out into something that now we can go all over the world and stuff. I think that's kind of more the storyline.
One of the quotes that I love that I hear you say multiple times is that you're happy to have just more than 20 people show up.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
because back to the Peter Pan days, you remember those days, and they're not as far away as anyone would seem, but even playing early at a festival like this or aforementioned Lollapalooza, it's a few more. Yeah. More than 20 people.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about the trajectory? Does it, you look out at the audience and go, hey, wait a minute, this is a lot more than 20 people, and we're on our way to something? Or do you say we're there? How do you gauge it all? Do you talk about it, or do you not bother ever?
No, I mean, it's one of those things where when we started, there was no, we weren't expecting to have people come to the shows. We weren't expecting to even be doing this for this long. When we had been playing together, and up until we were 19 and we released our first record when we were 19 and we were in college, and we were just like, well, we have 4 years that we could be going to school, or we do 4 years and try and give it to the band. And we went and made that leap and just did it. And I don't know, it's one of those things where I think that if we started getting to a point where we were every move we made, we were like, well, it's only going to work if we grow it, I think that we would all get really bummed out, and it wouldn't work as much. I think that you have to go in with, kind of low expectations, and it's you get psyched, instead of having this huge kind of like, oh, well, we're going to be the biggest band in the world, and then, every other band at this festival is going to be saying that.
So when you get to that place, do you turn to each other and go, wait a minute, we've jumped over some sort of chasm, something's happened here?
I mean, not yet. I don't think it's one of those things where it's such a gradual thing where if I were to go from playing like 20 people like today, I would be like, whoa, but
there's been a progression because you're playing 3, 5. So Soft Will, this thing I've got over here, you took a little time with it. And everybody, every reviewer talks about the sea change between the two albums. And I don't really look at it that way. I just look at it as, a progression. But you did do, tell me a little bit about what you did in that time in terms of really thinking about things. Because you obviously put some thought in of where you wanted to take it,
Yeah, I think for this record, the main difference I feel like from, from the debut and from Diet Blonde is that I think lyrically, it became a lot different. The songs, having Diet Blonde do so well, or for us do well, I think it allowed us all to kind of feel more comfortable and more confident about kind of what we wanted to do. And we had toured, so much during 2011, where it was one of those things where people see it as a huge jump, but like we were playing a show every single day during 2011. So it was a real long year. So yeah, so I mean, when we went and sat down, we really kind of were able to, you know, we earned 2012, like we had worked really hard and were able to support ourselves off, you know, off Diet Blonde, and we were able to kind of sit down and just kind of figure out what we wanted to do.
Yeah, and I think in a lot of ways it was like a reaction to Diet Blonde, like on our own, like we'd played that record for like a whole year live, and then when we got back and sat down, we were like, you know, we want to make something a little different that's a little slower and more mellow and all that.
But you know, from Hozak Records to Mom and Pop, huh, right? There's a little difference there.
Yeah.
We had Hozak, and that was, you know, one of the things with our band is that I feel like we're very polarizing. We're super polarized. One of the things with our band is that we're very polarizing. When we first started, when we had the debut come out, no one wanted to put it out except Hozak. When we went to go put out Diet Blonde, no one really wanted to put it out except Fat Possum. And so, you know, when we went to make Soft Will, there was more interest this time. But you know, we kind of decided that we wanted to go with Mom and Pop because just they're a good fit, you know, of all the other labels. So I mean, I don't know. I think that for us, it's always kind of been a struggle for us to put out our music, and something that always takes a while. And you know, we just kind of do what we think is the right thing, you know, and whether that's, you know, the sound of the songs or whatever, you know.
And I guess the proof of that, and again, I don't pay attention to reviews, but I only pay attention to them when they're good, when they try to take you apart.
Yeah, yeah.
But I actually like this line. You know, when you got an 8 out of 10 in the NME, they said, it wholeheartedly succeeds in his pure nostalgia, long live summer. And I thought, ooh, that's the first time I've read a review in a while that actually gets it.
Well, I mean, we wrote the album in like the dead of winter.
I know, but timing's everything, right?
Yeah.
So when you read a review like that, do you say, yeah, you know what, for all the other ones that are trying to figure us out, this is worthwhile?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Whenever a review is kind of like, oh, it's sunshiny pop, or like it's summertime fun, you know, I think for this record, for us, I was lyrically pretty bummed writing some of these songs, you know, and we wrote it kind of at a time where, you know, we were all kind of burnt out with each other, even, you know, just from touring all the time. So it was, I think it was more of a, it's kind of more of a darker record for us, but I guess to other people it sounds super, you know, kind of like, you know, I don't know, I don't like the idea of like kind of being summery, because I feel like it's like kind of makes it more like a, I don't know, like a ephemeral, not like lasting, as if it like kind of cheapens it or something. But
interesting. So there you go. Boy, it's a good thing I didn't give you one of the bad reviews. The website, it's great. I go there and all I get is wall-to-wall videos. That's all that's there, is mm-hmm. lots of really cool, neat stuff. And the videos are so completely disparate in what they do, because they match the songs. So Varsity's really kind of purdy, kind of like the cover of this. And then we get to Idol, which there's been a lot of chat about. So tell me a little bit about, I don't want to like know about the process.
You know, I think that when we started, we've always kind of always wanted to have some type of a cohesion between the way the record covers look, the way the live show looks, the way we look, the way that the videos look, you know. I grew up before I was, you know, before we started the band, I would make music or make videos and stuff, and I was going to school to do film and stuff. So I was always very much kind of like, if we do new music videos, I really want it to look good. And we sat down with our friend Sandy, and we were talking about, we wanted to make something that was cool, that was kind of like part of the song, you know. Idol is kind of, you know, a little bit disinterested, kind of like it's kind of disillusioned, you know.
It's disillusioned. And, like, I start looking at those people in the background, I'm like, whoa, I'm getting a little freaked out.
Yeah,
here.
And so there's I Want to Be Sedated, the Ramones song, I Want to Be Sedated, the video for that. And we kind of were like, well, let's take that, because, you know, Ramones, you know, power pop, kind of 70s power pop, has always been something that's been an influence of us, and let's kind of turn it on its head and warp it a little bit, so it looks kind of like, you know, some weird, like, you know, 90s MTV thing or something like that. And I think it just worked out really well when we had a bunch of friends and freaks come and just kind of just like, you know.
Now, it's hard to tell which ones were the freaks and which ones were the friends.
I mean, they were both.
Freaky friends. Tell me about the rest of the world and what's that like for you. And I mean, the music certainly translates everywhere. It's not like somebody's going to go, oh, they are a band from the Midwest.
Yeah.
Because there's been so much, and the reason I'm doing this purposely is because there is so much, 90% of the articles, oh, you're from the Midwest, so what's the Midwestern ethic like? So, oh, you kissed cows? Great, you had a lot of beef when you grow up. And it's like, but when you go to the rest of the world, is it going to be fun to kind of break the perception of like, oh, we're just a typical American band?
Yeah, I mean, I think over there, I think a lot of people like us because we are, in a way, like an American band or whatever, and they're into that stuff. But being over there is really fun all the time. And like, you end up in these really weird towns, especially in like Germany and Spain. You end up in these like really weird places that you'd never, ever be if you weren't touring, which is amazing.
Right.
Like playing like really weird small shows that are awesome.
As a, you know, in Europe especially, we've always been a band that's gotten very well reviewed there, almost as better than we do here.
Better than here, yeah.
And,
for
but
sure.
One of the things is it's never happened really for us. You know, we've always been stuck kind of playing the same size venues that, you know, we've outgrown, you know, multiple times over here, and we're kind of still just playing, you know, 200-person, 300-person clubs in Europe, which is kind of a weird thing, but it's also
tricky there,
cool, you
because
know?
You either play. I mean, you know, any of those theaters that people play, they're decent size, but there it's about the festivals. You know, we're catching up on festivals. Glastonbury's been around for a long, long time there.
We were never invited to Glastonbury.
but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The big festivals there are where the acts really build themselves. Mm. And I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And it's two of your songs is the bread, and then songs by anybody else you want to play in between. And it's 40 to 45 minutes of nonstop, no jingles, no talking, solid music.